It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champion.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI, Chewy, can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, is going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
What?
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
The rare second appearance from Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this week. So he popped in on Wednesday, did a little Stranger Things talk.
What'd you think?
Oh, my God, so good.
I fell asleep.
No.
That has nothing to do with how good it was.
No.
Oh, now we just lost Craig. But that has nothing to do with how good Stranger Things is.
Did you watch it?
No.
Totally understandable to fall asleep when you're talking about over 4 hours of episodes that didn't drop until 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. So
it's your fault, too, by the way. Your fault, by the way.
I assume so.
Do you know why it's your fault? Because the preview
you
sent us was about an hour and a half long. And me and my one son were like, all right, we've seen enough. And Angie wanted to watch the whole thing. So I was getting a little bored and I fell asleep.
Wait, so you didn't even watch a single episode?
No.
You fell asleep during the preview? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get through all
that
the episodes?
That is the most Chewy thing.
Yes, totally.
Of course. So, of course, I got through all the episodes. It was awesome on Wednesday night. Actually, yesterday I ended up watching 3 episodes of season 4 back. Just again,
okay.
Because it was just so good. Yeah, just so well done. And now just can't wait till Christmas.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to wait for that long. That's the tough part. Yeah,
so that's how they're doing it.
The way they're doing it. Yeah. So they released, it was 4 episodes this time around, right, Craig?
Yeah.
And then Christmas is 3 episodes. And then New Year's Eve is the season finale or series finale. Excuse me. So that's how they're releasing all 8 episodes. So were you too busy watching Stranger Things, or did you get to watch the Packers have a significant win over the Detroit Lions yesterday?
No, I watched the other game. I did watch Stranger Things season 4 during a bunch of the Bengals-Ravens game. But I did. But I watched. I watched the entire Packers game, and I don't know. It was kind of like what I thought. Like I thought they were good, and it's impressive on the road, and their 3rd and long seems to be what I know is 4th down where they had the big plays. But the thing that impresses me the most is that, like, when they have other teams 3rd and long, you don't feel like the other teams have a chance, but when they are 3rd and long, you feel like most of the time they have a good chance to convert. Like that's why I think they have a chance, like, to do it against an NFC where, outside of the Rams, everyone feels kind of the same.
Craig, I pose this question to the guys here. What do you think the record would be without Micah Parsons, and what would the record be without Jordan Love? The same?
Well, I mean, you're saying no Jordan Love, and you're going just with the quarterbacks on the roster?
With Malik, and then you're rolling it back with who would be, because Van Ness has been out forever, Rashawn Gary and
Kingsley Engabare and guys like that.
Would it be the same?
I mean, as good as Micah was, I still think Jordan Love is more valuable to this team. And Jordan Love's performance this year specifically has been very underrated. So I think Jordan Love's worth at least maybe one more game than Micah.
Okay.
Why do you think people are hesitant? Because you mentioned the underrated thing, and it feels like either people think Jordan Love's awesome or he sucks. Why do you think people have been hesitant to just accept how good he has been?
I think because there hasn't been, like, the fast playoff progress, right? Like, so I think if he had had the Cowboys game last year and, you know, if you had flipped his 2 postseasons, I think then you would have that feeling. But I think just coming off of last year, I don't think there's that, like, oh, my God, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a lot. Like, I think there's just people want to wait and see. But he has been really good again this year. And he makes throws that other quarterbacks don't, that we take for granted.
Yeah, but there's still kind of an Aaron Jones feel. Remember we used to talk about Aaron Jones would have a monster game and then just have like okay games for the next two or three and then a monster game, because that's kind of what Love's been. I mean, the three games prior to this, Craig, he threw for like 160, 170. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over, but it was nothing special.
Right. But they're a running team. That's like what they're trying to be. Like, that's the image that as they go to the postseason, they want to win with defense and running. But when they need to throw, they throw, and he hasn't been turning the ball over. And yeah, I've been more impressed with Jordan Love, because it's when those bad interceptions, which, you know, he's thrown a few this year that are like epically bad. Like, if you wanted to put the Instagram reel together of like why Packer fans are delusional thinking, you know, they can win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love, like, you could show a video where he has ones that are as bad as Brett Favre, right? And Aaron Rodgers never had those. But, I mean, those are pretty few and far between this year, and I think he's a guy that Packer fans should trust going into the postseason, assuming this team is a postseason team, which is no lock. Again, the way the NFC is built this year, the postseason is not a lock. Like, the Packers can be an NFC championship team still, or the Packers can still miss the postseason.
I just want to see swag, though, because I think that's something we've been missing, the coach included. Because back in the day when we played and we're playing whoever at home, we're like, all right, we won. Game hasn't even started and we won. At times, I don't think they think they're good.
But so you had that, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, Chu, but you guys still put in the work and had the confidence.
Yes.
I think at times this team has gone, oh, we're better, but then hasn't necessarily put in the work, which is how you lose to Carolina, how you lose to Cleveland.
I don't know.
I don't think there's that big of a difference between this team and other teams. That's the difference.
Yeah, like, no, you guys, I agree.
I don't know that there was as much talent in the league then as there is now. So I just think it's just, or maybe it's just more balanced. But I mean, it's just such a balanced league. I watching the Chiefs and the Cowboys yesterday, and watching the Packers and the Lions, there wasn't that much of a margin of difference between all of these teams. And you could even throw the Ravens and the Bengals back in it, right? The Ravens turned the ball over a ton. And with Joe Burrow back, I didn't see that big a difference between the six teams that played yesterday.
Yeah, it just feels like when I played, we never lost to bad teams. Where today, in today's football, good teams will lose to bad teams. I don't know if that's...
But are there as many bad teams now? Because to Craig's point, it's a little bit more balanced. So yeah, the Bengals are now 4-8. And when they had Jake Browning, they were bad because they were turning the ball over so much. But even with Joe Flacco, like, they were making enough plays. Cincinnati made a ton of plays last
historically
night.
They had a historically bad defense, right?
Yes.
The Bengals. I think there's also the reason why there's more bad losses is there's more Thursday games, and like, I think there's more like screwed up weeks.
Yeah,
and
you're
so
yeah,
I do
short
think that
weeks
also impacts some of these like random bad games that are played and random bad losses.
Quickly, Craig, before we let you go, you got the Bucks jacket on. They play tonight against the Knicks, back at home tomorrow. But I have a tendency to agree when I hear Doc Rivers talk about, hey, this time with Giannis, it's not great right now, and they're in the middle of a six-game losing streak, but he thinks it's going to be good for them in the long run because they do have to figure out, you know, the non-Giannis minutes when he's on the floor. This team is, I think, as good as anybody in the East, but you have to navigate those moments when he's not. And I like the fight that they've been putting up. I mean, they were down 9 with 3 minutes to go and had an opportunity to win in Miami the other night.
Yeah, I mean, you called the game. The thing about the Bucks is in non-Giannis minutes, they have the worst offense in the NBA, you know, right now. so having to play 48 minutes of non-Giannis minutes against a team that plays at the fastest pace in the NBA, like the Miami Heat, and then playing a one possession game with them is massive progress. It might not feel like it when you lose another game without Giannis, but you and Doc are both right, right? It's massive progress to play a one possession game on the road against a playoff team who had all of its team back, like, you know, for one of the first times all season without, for 48 minutes without Giannis. So it's progress. And I think we also know that even though the East is better than we think, you know, all it takes is one little 4 or 5 game winning streak, and you're right back in the heart of not just the play in, which the Bucks are out of right now, but the playoffs.
I'm good. I'm still stuck on football.
All right, Greg. We appreciate you jumping on. Enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving again, guys. See ya.
You too.
Craig Garmison joins us each and every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. See what we put on the polls. Wrap up a Victory Friday coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I
do. Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.